Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
It's the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. It is the day that it is. The Yankees are playing the Orioles game two. There are 12 minutes and 54 seconds on the clock before this show ends. And on the show, we will be talking about the lineup, what we think about it. We will each give you a what to watch for. We will do the homer draft. The pitching path to victory happens before the homer draft, then the homer draft, then we'll choose the over-under, then we'll give you some premonitions, and then we will stand up. There's now 12 minutes and 33 seconds left for the show. Jake, how you doing?
Peter Moylan drugged me once on one of our most viewed episodes of Talking Yanks. I'm doing well. BBD's here. Microphones are here. We're using them. I'm excited. The Yankees have been playing a good brand of baseball lately. They are 18-3 in their last... 19-3
They're 19-3 in their last 19+3.
So they're playing well. Jim, I'm excited to see the lineup. I've already seen the lineup. I'm not going to lie to you.
You've already seen it? I've seen it as well. My original guess, which I think you poo-pooed on the episode right away, was that Hicks sits, and you said not going to happen.
I didn't say that.
I think there's audio of it.
I think Hicks is a bench player.
Yeah, so he sat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not...
Towers.
That's not a bold take.
They're rolling out the towers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's DJ, third base, leading off. Judge, two-hole, center field. Rizzo, first base, three-hole. Stanton cleaning up in right field. Donaldson's DHing. Glaber's at second. Gallo's in left. Kiner's at short. Higgy's at catcher. This might be my favorite lineup. Well, what's happening?
I really like this lineup. I'd buy a ticket to see it sometime.
Oh, okay. I mean, Higgy, Trevino, like that's a coin flip for me. So catcher is batting nine. But yeah, this might be my favorite current lineup. I really enjoy it. 11 minutes and 8 seconds on the clock. Do you have any thoughts on the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, there's the DH third base swap, DJ Donaldson.
I'm batting orders. Yeah, I would rather,
Glaber at second, though. I feel good about that. No, I mean, this is our best lineup now. I mean, Hicks is currently a bench player for us. So they're rolling out their best lineup, which I did not think they'd do game two at Baltimore. But good, great, grand, wonderful. Roll the ball out there. Let's win by a lot again.
They're facing a pitcher in Baltimore whose name is Spencer with two S's. Yeah. Watkins made his debut last year, is pitching this year. He got lit up by the Cardinals in his last outing. And he also really struggles against righties in 68 plate appearances, .322 batting average, .412 on base, 1.073 OPS versus righties on the season.
Career 7.14 ERA in 80.2 innings. The Western Oregon University alum, so he didn't have a lot of fun at college, but he was focused on his baseball, which I respect.
And it turned out pretty well.
Spencer.
He's 29. Ooh, don't look at his baseball savant bubbles.
No, and he's a 30th round draft pick.
I mean, good for him for making it then.
Yeah, no, he got drafted by the right organization. So.
Holy smokes. His four-seam fastball on the season has a 9.2% whiff percentage. Mm. That's the lowest I've seen this season. I look at a lot of pitchers' numbers here and a 4.9 put away. And he throws it the most. Hey, buddy, it's coming down. I don't know if you should be throwing. I mean, you guys get lit up by righties.
I'm taking the over. I know it's early.
The fastballs get punished. Oh, no, man. I don't know. I don't like.
No.
I don't like a lot of the numbers here. What?
Rylan Bannon got sent down. Yesterday's third baseman is today's minor leaguer.
The four seam fastball gets no swing and misses. Oh no, dude! The four seam fastball gets no swing and misses.
Yeah,
but the cutter and the slider, his 2 second pitches, have higher slugging percentage, 531 and 524. Curveball is a 714 slugging percentage. So this dude's stats don't tell a good story for him. I'm excited to see the lineup against this. My what to watch for here is Judge playing center field, sat yesterday. I think this guy gets beat by righties. Judge got to see a win yesterday. He watched Donaldson homer. He watched Rizzo homer. He gave Rizzo a big hug. They're calling the combination Jizzo. I think Judge has a great game and like just a kind of a laugher of a probably like a 3 for 5 with 2 homers out of Judge today. Wow.
Wow. Big game. Big game. James.
Seven minutes left. Oh, my God.
My what to watch for. Yesterday I said infield defense. You thought that was a shot at Kiner. I said no, the whole infield defense, and Glaber makes that beautiful double play in the first inning. People are still talking about that. We literally just talked about it hours ago. My what to watch for today is Glaber on the other side of the ball, Jimmy. He's getting, like, hot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can start cutting up the numbers, and his at-bats look great. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 3 of his last 4 starts are 2-hit games, multiple-hit games. And like you're saying, Meat is pitching today for the Baltimore Orioles. And, like, Glaber, the OPS is 729. One more big day. And Glaber's almost home. So I'm circling Glaber Torres as he solidifies his spot in this Yankees lineup.
I like that. Okay, let's go to the pitching path to victory. I do have one to watch for you guys. Jameson Taillon will start the game on the bump. Yeah. Watch the Austin Hayes at-bats. He might get pitched around. J-Mo's really good at throwing first pitch strike. That's fun to watch. Austin Hayes, 6 for 8 against J-Mo, and he is the 2-hole hitter today. So, you know, hopefully the offense backs J-Mo and he can just attack him, but that's a little glaring. 6 for 8 off J-Mo. I think it's all got to be recently, too, because of the careers, trajectories, and timing of it. All this year and last year. Holy shit, this year? This year, Austin Hayes versus Jameson Taillon, single, single, double, double, single. 5 for 5. So maybe watch Taillon pitch around Hayes a little bit.
Austin Hayes' first game after missing about a week or so, too, due to some injury. So, double watch there. It's a double watch.
As for the pitching path to victory, I do believe Littke will get into this game. Mm. I also think Castro will get into this game. I think those will be the guys used.
No, Wandy. Longest without pitching.
No, Wandy hasn't pitched in so long, he doesn't come up on the baseball usage thing that I look at. So, I would like Wandy to pitch.
So, yeah, Wandy's in. I think you got it. I think it's J-Mo to lick, maybe even skip Castro if you need to. How about this? I'm going straight southpaw. J-Mo to Littke to Wandy.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
I'm not mad about it.
If Castro comes in, that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's his old team.
Revenge
he
game.
He likes that. Let's move on to the Homer Draft.
It's the Homer Draft.
I got on the board yesterday with Donaldson.
You also got a lot of hate.
Not a lot of hate, just a lot of like, you know, hey, you should have made that pick. They're just looking out for me, man.
No.
Just letting me know that I'm...
That was hate.
No, it wasn't hate.
It was pure...
No.
Unfiltered.
I didn't read that as hate at all.
I know. That's because you're doing it because you can't. I mean, that would hurt your feelings. But everyone, your voice has been heard, and you're all getting a shirt in the mail if you order one. This is Homer Draft brought to you by SeatGeek, by the way. Code pregame.
Mm-hmm.
You get $20 off.
4 minutes, 28 seconds left.
That's
taking.
We got to get it in.
I'm taking Judge with my first pick.
Green seats, red seats. You want a green one.
Get the green seats. Get the Judge Homer seats. You're taking Judge.
Yeah, I'm taking Judge.
In the SeatGeek Homer Draft.
I'm taking Judge in the SeatGeek Homer Draft.
It's a good pick, man. That guy is good.
Take Rizzo.
Okay, I will be taking Giancarlo Stanton.
Nice.
He's going to homer today.
And?
And I'll be taking Gleyber Torres.
I was going to take him if you didn't.
Well, I'm not a fool.
Good pick. Good pick out of you.
I hated by everyone watching the show.
This is as obvious as it gets. Yes. I'll be taking Higgy.
Yes.
Trevino beat him in the Homer race. You saw the look he gave him.
Yeah.
He said, ha ha, I gotcha. So now Higgy will Homer today. Probably 3-homer a day for me on the Homer draft. Pretty pumped up about that. The over-under yesterday was 8. I don't know what it is today, but I'm taking the over. Unless it's, what is it?
It's 8.5.
Ah, that's way too low. Yankees are going to go over that.
You think so?
Yes. Because
I correctly predicted 7 runs yesterday. That's true. That's true.
Do you know the final score of the game?
6-1.
That's wrong.
6 yesterday?
2. So.
Oh, push yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah. So those tweets were really funny.
That Chapman homer.
Yeah. So, incorrect, but we corrected it. Today's going over.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, because they're...
They might win 8-0.
They're following Spencer with Nick Vespi, who's going to be making his major league debut today, because they just called him up for Rylan.
Well, the old Yankees couldn't handle debuts. Pitchers they saw the first time.
Right, but Vespi...
But 8-0 is the under. But they'll push 1 or 2 across.
I have the Yankees scoring more than 8 runs today.
Oh, wow. Okay, double over. Jake's convinced me it's a double over. You have a premonition? We got 2 minutes left for premos.
Premonition. You're right. I don't know if it's a Higgy homer. I don't know if it's a big double or maybe he scores on a nice play. But, like, the Higgy Trevino bromance grows today to the next level. You know, it becomes a Yankees thing today. Like, the Trevino Higgy hug becomes a thing today.
Nice.
Yeah. What about yourself?
I'd enjoy that.
I have an outfield assist for the Yankees today.
Oh.
I have one of the towers. I lean Judge, but actually... Stanton.
There's a good Stanton chance.
I have an outfield assist from one of the towers today.
I like that.
You look pained.
Look like an injured chipmunk.
Yeah. Yeah, you look weird and pained.
What do you mean?
Like, you look like you're in pain, and then looking at you is putting me in pain. And like, I'm kind of like starting to do the face with you. Which I don't like about that.
We got a minute to kill. What are we going to talk about?
Go Blue Shirts.
Big game tonight.
Double TV night for me.
It's a big night for New York sports.
Yeah.
Yankees.
What are the Knicks doing?
Rangers.
Lottery.
Draft lottery.
I hate that so much.
Okay. Can talk about it?
I love it. I love that they're able to make money on nothing. The NBA is making money off the 11 seed now in the playoffs? The 10 seed?
Top 10 seeds are involved.
Playing games, lottery.
So there's 20 teams that...
20 of 30, yeah.
20 of 30 play a playoff game.
Yeah, can claim they're a playoff team.
Yeah, get playoff money. Mm-hmm. It's nuts.
Collect the pot. Leave it.
Let the clock run out.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.